I've been invited to a wedding.
My niece is having a wedding in Southern California in the summer.
She's a vegan.
She believes that one should only eat food that is vegetables and not meat.
The wedding is going to take place at an animal rescue farm, a place where animals are rescued and taken care of until they die a natural death.
We've been asked to wear farm-friendly clothes, perhaps something from the back of the closet.
Now, about food offered to idols, says St. Paul.
It's a little bit like that. How do I approach the situation? How do my wife, how do we approach it together, this situation? It's kind of where the rubber meets the road. And Paul writes this whole chapter on this very pragmatic issue. Should we go down to the temple and eat this leftover food that's there in abundance, or should we not do that very thing? And now we're down to it. This is real life, the real thing, not an ethereal, abstract, conceptual thought. Should we go down to the temple and eat, or is it wrong? This is where the rubber meets the road.
Through him we live, says St. Paul. Through the Father who created us, through the Son, through him we exist, through him we live. And when we approach this Epiphany season, we are aware that everything has to do with the manifestation of Jesus. It always does. It does. He and us, we and him. Through him we live, says St. Paul. He gives us knowledge, but he gives us knowledge tempered with love.
Jesus is God's manifestation of his love and care for the world, for you and for me. The incarnation, God taking on flesh, caring for his world, caring about the likes of you and me, caring about our sins, caring about our death.
And we all possess knowledge, and we know that an idol is nothing. No one but God exists.
Therefore, case closed. Let's all go down to the temple and pig out.
Wait, says St. Paul. We might have missed the point. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. Only if we convey this knowledge through the love of Christ are we manifesting the Epiphany. It's not about throwing a Greek word into a sermon back home to impress the people. It's about living through Jesus. It's not just about parsing. It's about manifesting. In fact, it's a bad day for knowledge. For later on in the 13th chapter, Paul says, knowledge is going to pass away. Don't get too enamored with it. Jesus gives us knowledge tempered with love. And he gives us care for the weak. Through him we live, and this has not only to do with the strong and the people we disciple and work to make strong, it has to do with identifying and caring for the weak. Jesus says, be careful that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block. For if anyone with a weak conscience sees you eating in an idol's temple, won't he be emboldened to eat meat sacrificed to idols? And so the weak brother is destroyed by your knowledge.
Interestingly, we go at this text, but we don't think in terms of destruction. We think
we'll probably upset him for a little bit. Now it's the same conscience. It may well destroy his faith. It hurts a person to engage and to encourage. It could go against their conscience. It can weaken the conscience, confuse the conscience, damage the conscience.
My niece has a weak conscience. She thinks it's wrong to eat meat. Paul says in Romans 14, the man who eats everything must not look down upon him who does not. He is to identify and to care for the weak. Yesterday was the anti-abortion march in Washington. It's the role of Christians to care about the weak. It's a Jesus thing. When we're with an alcoholic, instead of having a margarita, have a Sprite. Promote Sprite. It's a great drink. When with a vegetarian, eat vegetables. It's what your mother wanted anyway. To the weak, says St. Paul, I became weak, that I might win the weak. When do I identify with the weak? You got any weak friends, or do you only have strong friends? Do I identify with the weak brother or the weak sister? Everything is permissible for me, says St. Paul, but not everything is beneficial. And if what I do or what I eat causes my brother to sin, says St. Paul, I'll never eat meat again. Radical. give up meat? So, an American, when beef tenderloin goes for $13 a pound, what about barbecued ribs and the omnipresent chicken? We overfed Americans enjoy the delights of food. Why, last year we had no less than 100,000 gastric bypasses. But for us believers, there is something more important than food. There is something more important than food. Though I am free and belong to no man, says St. Paul, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. He gives us knowledge tempered with love and care for the weak, and this vision that somehow we are part of this manifestation of Jesus to the world, that the Epiphany is not something that just comes after the Holy Christmas season, but that that is part of manifesting and showing what it is to know Jesus Christ and to have Christ as part of our life. The suffering love of Jesus goes on through the body of Christ. That's Epiphany. And whenever we lead any weak brother or sister into any kind of sin, whether it's arrogance, that puffing up, or cursing, or sexual sin, or cheating, or whatever, Epiphany stops. There is no building up. There is only the tearing down. There is no support. There is only the destruction. And we have absolutely no right to stop this great Epiphany of Jesus Christ. He suffered for the world. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant for us, the weak. In the incarnation, he gave up so much more than food. He identified with us on the level of our weakness, our shortcomings, our sins, our having to face life and death, coming where we are, choosing to suffer the sufferings of humanity. So our ministry is to manifest the suffering love of Jesus. That's it. Justification may be our core belief, but the suffering love of Jesus is a core value. It's what we are about. So there I will sit on July 8th under the hot sun in California, sweating little hogs, another species into whose home I will have intruded. There in the courtyard of an animal shelter, the bride will come down the grassy but muddy knoll, and of course her dog is part of the procession. And there I will be, swallowing hard, slightly amused, but utterly as serious as St. Paul, because something deeper is going on here. What is all this knowledge about if I can't show some respect and love for the weak? And afterwards, we will feast on seaweed and vegetables, and it will be a great celebration. For our Christianity is not about barbecued chicken and roast beef, it never was. Neither is it about the vegetables with or without the pig. None of that counts, none of it really matters. But putting up with the things we didn't expect we'd have to do, that's the privilege of Epiphany. Being part of the manifestation of the suffering love of Jesus to the world. Because we all know idols and dogs are really nothing in the scheme of things. But living through Jesus, having a heart for the weak, because of Jesus within, that's the Epiphany, the real thing. That's where the rubber meets the road.